Well, last week, a Houston man got a shock when U.S. Marshals arrested him at his home because of $1,500 in unpaid student loans from nearly 30 years ago. Now, Paul Aker was not arrested for defaulting on those loans. He was arrested for not appearing in court when he was summoned to do so because of the loans. But still, a lot of people asked, can they do that? Mark Kantrowitz is a student aid expert and the publisher of the scholarship website CapEx.com. And Mark, underscore what I just said, you know, can you be arrested for not paying your student loans?
The federal government can't arrest you for defaulting on your federal student loans, but they can sue you. And if you don't respond to that summons, the judge in the court case can issue a bench warrant for your arrest.
Right, which is what happened here. And then Marshall said the warrant was ignored. Now, Paul Aker says he has no memory of those summons that come in the mail. But putting that aside, take us through what happens when you start to fall behind on your payments.
Well, if you are more than 360 days late with your student loan payments, you're considered in default. And up until that point, you'll receive a lot of notices from the lender that you're late with your payments, that there's going to be late fees, and talking about the consequences of default. Now, once you default, the federal government has very strong powers to compel repayment. They can garnish your wages, they can offset your federal and state income tax refunds, and they can withhold a part of your Social Security retirement benefits, all without a court order.
Okay, but when do they come get you?
Well, they will come get you if everything else has failed, if they haven't been able to get you to pay in any way, and it's been going on for years and years and years. They will then sue you because if they get a court judgment against you, they can do things like bank levies and the like.
Yeah.
I know the U.S. doesn't have debtor prisons anymore, so this really isn't imprisoning you because of the debt. It's rather a consequence of your failure to appear. If you appear in court, they're not going to arrest you and put you in prison because you haven't paid your loans. It's just you didn't show up in court.
Well, even before that, as you are defaulting, your, you know, fees and interest rates are piling up.
Right. And just because you're not paying your loan doesn't mean that interest isn't continuing to accrue. And you're digging yourself into a deeper debt. There's no rational reason to default on your student loans because the monthly payment under income-based repayment or one of the other income-driven repayment plans is going to be lower than the wage garnishment amount.
And just to remind us of those, the income-based repayment plans.
Okay, income-based repayment is based on the amount of your income, not the amount you owe. It is 15% or 10%, depending on the version of income-driven repayment, of your discretionary income, which is the amount by which your income exceeds 150% of the poverty line.
And so there are ways to help yourself without getting into this big hole. You cannot be arrested. The government will not come after you until you have not responded to things like summons. So, ergo, you should respond to the summons.
Yeah, if you get a summons for any reason, whether it's student loans, other debts, or someone's just suing you, you need to respond to that summons, even if it is to notify the court of maybe you can't appear in court because you're disabled. But you need to respond to that summons, because if you don't respond, you can be arrested.
Well, Mark Kantrowitz, this gentleman in Houston, he had a loan of $1,500. It had grown to $5,000 with interest and all the fees. I mean, this seems to be a cautionary tale for people who think, $1,500, nobody's going to pay attention.
Well, the federal government does pay attention because it's taxpayer money. If you have a small amount of debt, you should contact the Debt Collection Service at the U.S. Department of Education and see if you can't negotiate a settlement, maybe for forgive half of the interest that's accrued since the loan entered default. But if you have more than about, say, $40,000, $45,000 of student loans, the U.S. Department of Justice will potentially sue you if you haven't made any payments for an extended period of time. If it's less than that amount, there's an experimental program where private attorneys can sue on behalf of the federal government in exchange for a percentage of the amounts that they recover for the taxpayer. And so that they can sue you even for very small amounts.
And by the way, these are all government loans we're talking about, which is the biggest percentage of college loans. Private loans, is it the same thing that, you know, a person can just come after you? Do they do the same process if you go a certain amount of days? You know, you're not defaulted till after a certain amount and then you get the summons. Is it the same procedure?
Well, lenders of private student loans don't have the same powers to compel repayment. For certain things like wage garnishment, they actually have to sue you and get a court judgment against you before they can seek a wage garnishment order. They can't offset your Social Security retirement benefits or your federal and state income tax refunds. But if it's enough money, they will sue you, and they can then do things like bank levies, wage garnishment, and other methods of recovering the money. Generally speaking, because of the cost of a lawsuit, they'll focus mostly on the larger amounts of debt.
That's Mark Kantrowitz, student aid expert and publisher of the scholarship website capex.com, with the bottom line: pay your loans, and if you can't, get help. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but what a terrible story. For a $1,500 loan, you're arrested 30 years later. We want to hear from you. Have you received a summons, renegotiated your loan? Your student loan stories, we hope they don't include arrest, are welcome at hereandnow.org.